Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I do believe we have another call on the line, so get right to it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Michael's in Sterling.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Happy Easter to you and your family.
Thanks, you as well.
I have a neighbor who had a horse farm. It's been closed for about 2 years, and he has piles of composted horse manure.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sinkhole in my yard. And I was thinking about maybe putting the horse manure in the sinkhole and then covering it over with some topsoil and then grow grass seed. Do you think that would work, or would the roots burn?
I don't think it would be... I don't think it would burn the roots. So the thing about horse manure, right, is compared to cow manure, it's not as weed-free as cow manure, right? So horse manure, when the horse eats the grass and everything, it only has one stomach that processes the grass seed, so it breaks, or the weed seed, so it breaks it down. Whereas cow has multiple stomachs, it breaks down the weed seeds, and that's why their manure is so much more beneficial. That being said, something that's been for a couple years, it's probably broken down and been okay. So I would see no problem with you using it as the fill. I might, to be honest, put some of it in, maybe mix a little of the topsoil with it so it's not just a, straight manure when the roots get into it.
Yeah.
Right? We want them to, we want them to get in and want to continue to grow. So if it gets into a manure of any style or any additive, any material, and it's got everything there, it's not going to want to move. So I'd want you to, if you could, mix it with some of the topsoil that's lower. Don't just put, 2 feet of manure. I don't know how big the sinkhole, but you get the idea. Don't just put it all manure. See if you can add some topsoil or anything to it, so that when the roots go down, it wants to continue going. It doesn't want to just stop and sit right there and expand. You know what I mean? So that's...
Sure.
I have no problem with you using it, especially it's 2 years old. That's more beneficial. It means a lot of the weed seeds have probably cooked off, burnt off anyways. So I think you'll be okay. just adding a little bit to it is just makes it so it's not like the we want everything to be perfect, but it's like a perfect situation for a root system. It just sits there. It doesn't
right.
expand. We want it to expand. So that's
yeah,
what
looks
I would
like
do.
Black, looks like black gold when I go over there.
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely use it. Honestly, okay. use it up. Just see what you can do to mix a little bit. It doesn't have to be like topsoil. It can be, you know, it can be some a little bit of like gravel or sand or something along those lines, right? Because soil is meant to have rocks in it. It's meant to have sticks in it. It's meant to have sand. So any of those things, too, would be okay to mix with it just so it's not just straight manure.
Sure. Second question.
Yeah.
If I use the lightning lime, how yep. quickly can I reseed the lawn thereafter?
However long it takes to fill the spreader. Honestly, you can do it the same day.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So the lightning lime is there. It starts helping the soil immediately. It's not going to burn the seed. I would honestly, I mean, if you wanted, you could wait a couple hours. You could do it the next day. But it's not going to affect the seed like that. It's going to help the pH level. It's going to help the soil. And that's what it's there to do. I wouldn't put any seed down now anyways.
Right.
I'd wait a few weeks. So if you wanted to put the lime down today, you could. Or this week, you know, the cold temperatures overnight, mid to late week, looks like, you know, I say this every week, I feel like, but it looks like it'll be the last real cold temperatures for a bit. But, you know, putting that lime down would be okay to do now if you wanted to.
Okay, excellent. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Michael. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everybody. You know, I've been saying it the past couple of weeks, just as a reminder, we are here every Sunday. And I know some of you hear us on a delay, but realize we're here every Sunday live. So if it's a week later when you're hearing us, you can still call and get your questions answered because we are here every Sunday to answer all your gardening questions. We do have another call, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Tingsboro.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning. I have some question on pollinators.
Sure.
And you talk about holding off, like, raking my leaves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So my question would be, when should I rake the leaves so I don't disturb the pollinators? And what particular pollinators are we talking about?
Well, so I'm talking any pollinator that would be native to our area, any of them at this point. Because what I want you to think about is if they are in the soil and they are being covered by a blanket, in essence, by the leaves, they're still dormant. They haven't woken up yet. They are in that stages of just starting to form. And so if we ripped the leaves off and then later on this week we're getting snow, it's going to shock the pollinator the same way. Excuse me, the same way that it would be if we had a full bud or a full bloom on a plant, right? So
okay.
I like to wait till, you know, I would say the best time to wait would be May, if possible. The longer you wait, the better. The idea is when you start seeing, you know, insects flying around the plants, you're starting to see those, it's probably a good time to be able to do it.
Okay.
And it's any of the pollinators, you know, I can't say specific, right? But any of the pollinators that have overwintered, any that are native to our area. Because the longer they have to slowly wake up in our yards, the better they are. It's like pulling a blanket off in the morning. All of a sudden, you're like, oh, it's a little colder than that. Just picture that when you're dead asleep in a dormant stage. It's going to shock you. And that's what happens to the pollinators by ripping all of that out. That being said, going forward, you know, what I'd like to see people think about doing is if you need to mulch, mulch in the fall. So it's all ready, and then the leaves fall over it, and then when it's nice and easy when May comes, you clean the leaves, and it's already mulched and nice and clean. You're not having to do that extra. It's just like a little fill-in here and there. That being said, it's up to you and what you want to do, but I'd like to wait, wait longer if you could, you know, close to that frost date.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, John. You have a great rest of your day.
You too now. Take care.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And again, for pollinators leaving the leaves, the ideal way to do it, and which I know is a pipe dream, honestly, is to leave the leaves basically forever, ideally. But the fact of the matter is we know we're going to clean them up. So waiting as long as possible to clean up the leaves is what I recommend. And there's no, you know, the date is probably close to the same as the frost date, which is the mid to end of May, which is something to think about. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everybody. Happy Easter. Hope you get to enjoy the day with some family, friends. Hopefully it's a nice, easy day for you. You get to relax. And about 45 minutes ago, it was cloudy and shady. Now it's blue sky and the sun's coming out, so I'm excited. It's good stuff out there. It's definitely a good time to be outside today and enjoy it. Some things we can be doing, you know, the cleanups are definitely available to do, but leaving, you know, the garden beds and those things, the way they are. But then moving on and cleaning the yard, the lawn, etc. Now, we'll discuss that more as time permits, but we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Shirley's in Keene.
Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Happy Easter.
You as well?
I have a couple of plants. I'd like a little bit of information on them. I bought them at the store, and one is a calancho.
Okay.
One has the yellow flowers, and then the other one has orange. But there's not that much information. Are those just house plants, or can they be planted outside when it's warm? Or
well, so they can go outside if you want, but they are meant more for a
inside
house plant, right?
Okay.
I'd use them if you use them outside as a annual. Right, but the thing is if you keep them inside or keep them in a pot, you can keep them for multiple years, right? You can keep them going. It's just, if they go out in the winter, it's too cold for them. They will perish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a small plant, but they are so pretty, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And the other thing is Gerber plants. I bought. All must be at least five or six of them, and they weren't, they didn't have any buds or anything, but now they have buds on them, and I keep them in the window in the living room right in the sun. And they are growing, and they're really nice, and, they're, you know, like I said, they're all budded out, and the ones that had the flowers on, they started to die, so I cut them off, and there's all new buds coming in. So now, can those be planted outside? Or
they can, but again, these would be ones that I would foresee, you know, as an annual outside, not coming back for you the next season. So, you know, what I would look at doing is realizing that, you know, September, beginning of October, you're going to need to dig them up and bring them in.
Yeah.
You know, you can use them outside.
Uh-huh.
I just foresee that it's, well, I know that they're more of an annual type if left outside.
Okay.
Well,
I have a small greenhouse that's about 5 feet tall. And I've got, it's loaded with plants that I, you know, started. And all my garden plants are coming up.
Yep.
And, but these Gerber ones, I will be putting them down in the basement because it's nice and warm down there because of the heat pipes.
Yeah.
And I keep them, the plants watered. And I've kept most of the plants that I brought in, and they're doing really good.
Oh, perfect.
And but that was I know that some the Gerber plants, you can leave them out, you know, and they'll come back the following year.
Some will, but it seems like the ones that you have might be like the Gerber daisy here.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I just I just know that if you leave them out there, they're more than likely to perish over the winter months.
Yeah.
And you know, they do have some of the perennial styles of them. But that Gerber daisy is a native to South Africa. So it's got different temperatures than us, so it's more considered a houseplant around us.
Okay.
Now, I have to hit a break. I don't know if you have more questions, but if you do, stick around. We'll answer those on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA News Update.
Lumen Christi.
It is March 31st, Easter Sunday, Mass being held at the Vatican in Rome. In other news, thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21 prior arrests. He leaves behind a wife and one-year-old son, Stephanie Diller, describing her husband's death as devastating and senseless. Diller promoted to detective, his wife given his new badge, number 110, his son's birthday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everybody. I hope you're enjoying your early morning here. Look to be here for the next, well, I don't look to be here. I am going to be here for the next hour and a half to do everything I can to help you out with your gardening questions. I know it's, church time for a lot of you guys going this morning, so enjoy it. But we'll be here. We'll be here for that next hour and a half, right? We're going to be here to do everything we can, as always, to help you out. So feel free and give us that call. Again, one more time, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And good morning to anybody who is just joining us. We're talking gardening. We're talking, you know, things that we can be doing, right? And we put a great list out in the newsletter this week of some things that you can be doing, right? The one thing I would say is let's wait on pruning the roses, right? Let's wait a little bit before we prune any roses because it's early. I don't want to have you prune it too early and have some damage. Right? The damage could happen in the upcoming week to 10 days here, just based on the weather that I'm looking at. You know, I obviously watch the weather probably a little bit too much, but I need to for work, right? Need to know what's coming, what the weather's going to be like, and how it's going to be. And just looking ahead, I mean, my computer's saying it right now. We have this little, like a weather bug on the computer, and it says 1 inch of snow Wednesday. I'm looking directly at it, and it says 1 inch of snow on Wednesday. Yikes. So that's why we don't want to prune roses just yet. Because we prune them, it opens them up, gets them ready, they're waking up, they're doing their thing, and then, boom, gets hit with cold. It affects everything that we just did. Right? The idea here is to wait until, you know, middle of April-ish. You know, I look at it, my father always said to prune your roses when the Red Sox come back to Boston to play baseball for real. Now, the funny joke about that used to be, because he was saying this in the 80s, 90s, was you never knew when they were, because they never won a World Series. They hadn't won a World Series in X amount of years, yada, yada, yada. So it was always a joke. Then, well, they started playing for real. They won a few championships. Now they're back to the time of the 80s and 90s, where you just don't know how they're going to be. So the joke comes back. Clock's always, a broken clock's always right twice, right? Twice a day. Well, same thing here with our beloved baseball team. So you kind of wonder, when are they going to come back and play for real? Well, maybe never this year. But the idea here is when they come to Boston. Now, it's a little earlier. It seems earlier and earlier every year. But once they get in there and start playing, that's when you can start pruning your roses. Nice, fun way to remember when to do it, right? Instead of, you know, this date physically. Because, you know, when they usually come back, the other time frame to remember is tax day. Tax day is always usually around April 15th, right? About the same time every year. Do you want to remember to prune your roses on tax day, or do you rather think about something fun like when the Red Sox come to Boston? So that's my little fun story. I remember that story all the time. Even before I was into the industry, I would always remember when to prune roses because of that story that my dad would tell. I just think it's phenomenal. It's a great one to tell and enjoy. So, something to think about. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'm not going to lie, I couldn't even tell you when opening day at Fenway is this year. So I couldn't even say if it's next week or the week after. I know they're in Seattle right now. I just don't know anything else because, well, they disappointed us again this winter. But that's besides the point. What else is going on out there? Still doing some of those cleanups if you haven't. We had a really windy Friday, Saturday morning. I don't know about you, but it just, you know, that wind would pick up around 8, 9 o'clock at night on Friday. And it was like, my wife and I were like, all right, don't lose power, don't lose power. And you'd hear some of those trees kind of snap, crackle, and pop. And we were like, all right, please don't. And no, it didn't. But there's more and more branches out there. Our trees, our shrubs have had enough of the droughts that we've been having, the excess rain that we've been having. And I say droughts first because that was a couple years ago. But the amount of rain has saturated the soil so much that I've seen more trees uproot and fall over than having the damage. Right, so it's just something to keep an eye out for. You might not have the same thing as me. I mean, it just, these things happen. But I've been noticing that when I look up at my trees, they are just falling apart. So I'm going to need to do a bunch of tree work this year, a bunch of cleanups to just prevent for future, right? Because those branches falling means that they're not clean cuts on the tree itself, which then in turn means it opens the door for pathogens, insects to get into the plant. So it's not good for the plants. So that's why we want to do some of those pruning earlier. That's where, you know, on some of these times we look at getting rid of the sucker growth in our plants early. Because that sucker growth takes away from the plant, weakens the plant a little bit. then allows, you know, things like the wind to break them, break those other plants down, or pathogens to get in, or anything along those lines. So we just need to keep an eye out. So sucker growth is a good one to start pruning now, and that can be done, and I will say this, any time of year. Any sucker growth on any plant can be good to remove at any time of year. The other thing that can be done is cross branches. Take a look at your plants right now. If you're seeing some cross branches that are slightly rubbing onto each other, just think about that continuing for a full season. Now, you know, if you, you know, were to rub on your arm constantly, it would eventually, you know, create like a burn on it. Well, it's the same thing with plants rubbing up against each other, two branches. It's going to cause a burn. It's going to break off that bark on the outside. It's going to expose the inner cambium, the rest of the inside of the plant. And then that's when diseases and pathogens come in and take over. This is also a time to remove any disease and damaged branches, right? Make sure if you're seeing diseased branches, these are ones that you're careful about cleaning up. We're not just cutting them and letting them drop. I mean, there are some big trees, that big branches that you can't just grab as you're pruning. But when you're cleaning up some branches that are small, you know, some cherries, some of that family might have black knot. Right? That black fungus that's sitting on the branches that you can easily see right now. Well, when you prune that, you don't want that to fall to the ground. You want to make sure it doesn't spread, and that's the same thing with any disease in general. So if you're pruning out, don't just let those branches fall to the ground. Any of the disease could just fall right onto the soil, move around, wind could take it, all those things. So when we're doing the pruning with diseased and damaged branches, do your best to not let them just fall off the tree. And what I also want you to do is, if it does have a disease, don't put it into the woods or the compost pile or anything like that. See what you can do to break it up, cut it up, put it in the trash, put it in, you know, something else to get rid of it. Because that disease is just going to sit on your property. Especially like a black knot, you want to get rid of that. You want to just get it out of there. Another thing to be thinking about with any diseased or damaged branches that you've been pruning, if you use pruners, if you use a pruning saw, I want you to clean them after every cut. Now, and I don't mean like with a pruning saw every time you use it once. I want you, once you've finished the cut, clean the blade or clean the pruners with like an alcohol wipe, a Clorox bleach wipe, one of those. Because that disease can then spread to other areas on the plant when you prune. Make sure you're going at least 3 to 5 inches below where you see the active disease or the damage. Sometimes it means cutting back right to the trunk of the tree. But remember that if you don't clean it and you cut here and you've touched the disease on the pruners, it's sitting on that pruning blade. And when you go to another spot, you're just moving it from one place to the other and you're just going to come back and do it later. So that's why we need to clean. And I think a Clorox bleach wipe, you know, the ones that we couldn't get for years, but now they're multiple out there. Get some of those and wipe the blades down after every pruning. Let it dry. Don't just go right back in cutting with the alcohol on there, but let it dry. Or wipe it down and then wipe the down with the wipe and then pat it dry with a paper towel. These are things done to help prevent the moving of the disease, moving of those, so that your plants stay safe and aren't affected down the road. because you only want to have to do this once, maybe twice, not constantly. So that's one big thing when you're doing any pruning of diseased or damaged plants is cleaning the blades after you make a cut. I know it sounds tedious, but especially with something like black knot. If you see black knot, it looks like a giant stem on top of a branch, right? So it's just expanded, and it almost looks like a cat nine tail. The top of it, the bud of it, right on your branch. Those are super, super bad for the plants and can spread easily. So we want to clean every time. We're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. We've got about an hour and 10 minutes left in the show, just about. So any questions, feel free to give us a call, and we will do everything we can to help you out, as always. It's a great day to be here to, do a few things outside, just a little bit of cleanup, a little bit of everything. And we'll help you out with questions. And there's one now on the phone. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's in New Bedford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a shade issue in the yard. 3/4 of the day is in shade. Not because of trees in the yard, but surrounding the yard, the outside perimeter. My question to you is this. I'm going to be reseeding probably like the middle of April. I'm going to aerate and reseed. I have moss, and the white clover is starting to develop. And the Magical has used 15,000 square feet of that on an 8,000 square foot lot twice a year, spring and fall. pH is around 7, and yet that moss is still there. And I was wondering what your thoughts are as to once I reseed, and most of that moss is dead because I already hit it with moss X, and I'm going to wait, the two-week period. What's your thoughts on how to prevent it going forward? I mean, if you go too high in pH, you get moss, right? And too low, moss.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword there. What I would look at doing is, you said you know the pH. Did you do a full soil sample?
Well, I did front, sides, and back, and I combined them together. I didn't do them separate bags.
Okay, but you got the report for it?
Yes, yeah.
So I'd be looking at, the possibility of trapped nutrients here And that's where something along the lines of using like a pelletized gypsum or a fast-acting gypsum would be, like a Love Your Soil or a sulfur from Natural Alternative.
I do that twice a year, 15,000 square alto, the bags.
Okay.
The ground is soft, not just from the rain, but from that.
Well, so my thought, the other thing that it does is it helps release those trapped nutrients. So that's why I was wondering, what it could it be that, the amount of rain that we've had probably has a little bit to do with it, the moss coming back this year. You remove the moss once you've killed it, right?
Yeah, pretty much as I can. I mean, obviously, there's a lot, so I do the best I can, but is it all done? No. What I was just curious about is what kind of fertilizer would take care of that going forward after the lawn's been established. Any thoughts on that?
I mean,
it's helpful?
Well, no, the fertilizer will help and get rid of it. The one thing I'd like to see you do is, probably multiple seedings down instead of just one to make it thicker. Right, so that's going to help with move some of the moss out, so it's not sitting there at all times. So what I would look to do is, you said you're going to seed. I would seed again 15 to 21 days after you've seeded, so it's going to fill it in, and I'd seed again in the fall, because what we're trying to do is a healthier lawn, more blades of grass in it are going to help suffocate those other weeds, everything else. What I think I would like to see you do is on the areas that have more moss, maybe get that area a soil sample on its own. So that you can see some of the details in that, because it might be a little bit different than the rest of the areas. So that's...
And it is, because there are areas like that. I'll do that. Now, white clover has been another nuisance for me. I just got done spraying Ultra Weed Beater.
Yep.
And that's a two-week wait on that also.
Yes.
The thing is, I did the Ultra Weed Beater last fall, plus I'm doing it again. I see it coming back. Okay if I hold?
Yeah, no, I definitely want you to, because clover is a big problem coming into this season. So I want you to hang tight for me. Be a few minutes, but it'll be worth it at the end of it. So for everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.